Hey everyone, what's up? We have missed you guys. Welcome into CUSA Insider, the official podcast of Conference USA. I'm your host, Sarah Rudolph, and we are back in Dallas, Texas at the CUSA headquarters after a long but fun week in Huntsville, Alabama at the CUSA Men's and Women's Basketball Championships. Thank you so much for listening to CUSA Insider. Don't forget, go subscribe wherever you are listening on Apple or Spotify so you never miss a new episode. And go follow us on social media at CUSA Insider Pod on X and Instagram. And always write us a review if you're enjoying the show. Let us know how we're doing so we can know how to improve or, you know, just stay status quo. Well, we are going to debrief the CUSA Men's and Women's Basketball Championships here in just a little bit and talk a little bit about the upcoming NCAA tournament games for our champions. But before that, I want to remind you guys that conference play in softball and baseball is well underway, and we have a huge matchup on the baseball side this weekend. DBU taking on the Sam Houston Bearcats in Huntsville, Texas this weekend. Those two teams are playing some incredible baseball right now. Just last night, DBU, number 15 in the country, shut out nationally ranked Oklahoma 6-0 at home in Norman. And Sam Houston, man, I was a little bit surprised about this one. They beat Baylor 18-3, 18 runs, and they had 12 of those runs all in one inning. So that was a really just absolutely nuts to watch. So excited to watch the series against DBU and Sam Houston this weekend in Huntsville, Texas. If you're a baseball fan, you'll definitely want to catch this one. And you can watch two of the three games on ESPN Plus this weekend, Friday night, 6:30 p.m. Central, and Sunday at 3 p.m. Central. Go check out our website, conferenceusa.com, for those game times across the league, and where to watch links for those games. All right, let's talk about our CUSA champions. We crowned two hoops champs last week. The Middle Tennessee Blue Raiders ran their way through the CUSA tourney on the women's side, becoming just the second team in CUSA history to finish undefeated in conference play and go on to win the CUSA championship. And on the men's side, three seed WKU claimed their first ever CUSA championship after having been to the conference championship three of the last 6 years, and they defeated five seed UTEP in the final to do it. Both of these teams obviously clinched an automatic bid to the NCAA tournament. Middle Tennessee seated at 11, set to take on number 6 Louisville, and WKU seated at 15, matched up with number 2 Marquette. And they are playing March Madness basketball this Friday. So here on the podcast this week, we have a special guest with us. He called 7 of the 8. That is a lot of games, guys. 7 of the 8 tournament games for us on ESPN Plus for our women's basketball side. We have with us today play-by-play broadcaster Noah Frary. Thanks for joining me, Noah.
Yeah, Sarah, thanks for having me on. Look forward to talking some Conference USA hoops. Had a ton of fun in Huntsville this past week, and look forward to looking ahead to the NCAA tournament this week.
Me too. And for those of you who may have heard Noah's name before, sometimes he does some Sunbelt things, but for the purposes of today's podcast, we are going to convert him to a CUSA man. So Noah, you got to watch Middle Tennessee very, very closely over the past week. And I'm sure in your weeks prepping for the tournament, you watched a lot of their film. What about the Blue Raiders gives you a bit of confidence in that team going into the NCAA tournament versus Louisville this upcoming Friday?
Yeah, I think when you think about that Middle Tennessee State team, obviously dominant regular season. They won their conference games by an average of over 23 points per game. And so you go into the tournament when you're prepping for one of these tournaments, you're looking at the stats, you're looking at the resumes. And then it all comes down to what happens when the rubber meets the road. And, you know, a lot of coaches will tell you that, you know, come tournament time, you're 0-0 and, you know, things change. So it was interesting to see MTSU come to Huntsville, and we'll be honest, they struggled a little bit at the start of that first game against UTEP, but then really after that, they look like the team that went undefeated during the regular season. You know, they have so many nice pieces. I think that was my biggest takeaway, you know, from that team, you have five all-conference players in that starting lineup led by Savannah Wheeler, who was the player of the year in the conference this year. So this is a team that I really came to like watching throughout, you know, the tournament, a special team, a special unit that I think has a chance to make some things happen here in March.
Yeah, and I would be remiss if I didn't take a second to talk about Coach Rick Insel. So he has been at the helm of that program for quite some time. He's been to several NCAA tournament appearances, but I was listening to his presser actually earlier today, and he was saying that a couple of years ago, he had the exact same team, like player-wise, personnel-wise. He was so confident in them. And he thinks that even this year, he may have an even better squad. But that previous team, they had seeded at a 5, and this team seeded at 11. And he was just talking about the differences between the committee and how they choose things this year. Do you think that Middle being slated where they are at an 11 seed gives them like a little bit of bulletin board material to go in there and get the job done versus Louisville this Friday?
Yeah, potentially. I mean, going into the tournament and talking with the people at Middle Tennessee State, you felt like there was a chance that they could perhaps have been seeded as high as 7 in this tournament. You know, you had seen 10 a lot. So to be seated at 11, maybe there's some bulletin board material here, but you know, I think that they're in a good position here against an opponent that they match up well against. So yeah, I mean, I think any team at this time of year, you're always trying to find that bulletin board material. And this is an MTSU program. They've been to a lot of NCAA tournaments. It's been 12 times under 19 seasons with Rick Insel at the head, but their last win came back in 2007. So you have to imagine heading into this matchup that they have this week that they're looking, you know, for that first win in an NCAA tournament and trying to get to that round of 32.
Yeah, looking forward to this matchup for sure. Tell me a little bit about what you think about maybe some particular players and their gameplay and their style. The first one obviously coming to mind, Savannah Wheeler, Conference USA Player of the Year. She was our preseason Player of the Year. She was the tournament MVP. What does she bring to the Blue Raiders program that is going to propel them forward in the NCAA tournament?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing that, you know, sitting courtside and getting to watch Savannah Wheeler play, you know, over multiple games in Huntsville is just the consistency that she brings. She is that type of player that can score the rock. She can also distribute to her teammates, and she does a really good job at knowing her strengths in that game, whether it's, hey, I'm not scoring at my best, so let me facilitate. And thankfully, she has an all-star cast around her in that starting five for MTSU. But she really impressed me just with her ability to remain consistent through the ebbs and flows of a game. And then let's be honest, she's about as good of a scorer at the mid-major level as there is. She can go get her points when necessary. And Savannah can really change a game. And I think that that's something that MTSU is going to need in the NCAA tournament.
Is there anything in particular that sticks out to you about this matchup? So number 11, Middle Tennessee versus number 6, Louisville. This game is Friday at 12:30 p.m. Central Time on ESPN2. Is there something in that matchup that you're looking forward to and that you can tell our listeners to be on the lookout for?
Yeah, I think for me, I'm looking forward to a potentially elite offensive matchup between these two programs. Both of these programs average over 70 points a game. When you look at Louisville, their leading scorer, Kiki Jefferson, is right at about 13 points per contest, and they have five players that average over 9 points per game. So you're going to see a lot of scoring coming from that Louisville side that plays in the ACC. I think the same can be said for MTSU, who has, you know, multiple players that are going to score over 10 points per game. I think you could see, you know, some elite matchups in the post as well with Boldareva. And I know Kiki Jefferson for Louisville loves to get downhill at times. So I think that there's a lot of fun here, a lot of exciting elements. And I think one of the biggest things I'm, you know, most interested about this matchup is when you look at MTSU, they play about 5 or 6 players, maybe 7 players on a good night. They had 4 players inside the top 5 in minutes played during conference play this year in CUSA. And meanwhile, this is a Louisville team that has about 8 players that average over 15 minutes per game. So you always wondered if depth would become a question for MTSU. They've continued to answer that it will not be an issue just because of the sheer talent in that starting lineup. But heading into an NCAA tournament against a program in Louisville, it'll be interesting to see how that depth plays out in this matchup.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm definitely looking forward to it. Like you said, I think offensively, it's going to be a great game, and it's going to be a lot of fun to watch. So I do just want to tell everyone again, that game is this Friday, 12:30 p.m. Central Time, number 11, Middle Tennessee Blue Raiders versus the Louisville Cardinals, number 6 on ESPN2. And we're just looking forward to a great matchup. And I really do think that this is a good draw for Middle. I think that they have the chance to win this one in advance, even though we were talking earlier in one of our meetings that I know a lot of people are going to be cheering for Louisville to win that one so they can see a Haley Van Lith LSU matchup there in the next round. But go cheer on your Blue Raiders, Conference USA fans. We're really looking forward to that one. Well, let's flip over to the men's side. So I know you called the majority of our Conference USA women's basketball games in Huntsville there, but you got a chance to catch some of our men's action as well. WKU winning their first ever conference championship as a part of Conference USA after being a part of several conference championships over the last couple of years. I know that they were very excited to get finally to the pinnacle there and lift a trophy at the end of the week. And then led by Coach Steve Lutz, who is now going to his third straight NCAA tournament after being with Texas A&M Corpus Christi the past two seasons, winning the Southland and making his way to the tournament. So what are you most looking forward to with WKU, who will take on number 2 Marquette this upcoming Friday?
Yes, Sarah, I think when you look at WKU, you know, coaches always talk about this time of year, you want to be peaking, playing your best basketball at this time of year. And I think that's the story of Western Kentucky. Obviously, you mentioned Steve Lutz in his first season here at WKU, and this team loses the final four games of the regular season, but then suddenly they're red hot come tournament time. They take down New Mexico State in that first game by 20, and then the MTSU blowout in the semifinals, it was 31. And then, you know, you score the big win over UTEP in the final, which shouldn't be slept on after some of their performances, including taking down, you know, Sam Houston and Liberty in that draw. So Steve Lutz's team's playing some great basketball. Don McHenry obviously was outstanding at the conference tournament, over 18 points per game in the three games and at 25 in that final. So I love a hot team come March, and Western Kentucky is as hot as it comes heading into the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, and Conference USA men's basketball teams have a knack for beating
yes,
higher seeded opponents come tournament time. So we will definitely be looking at this one. I think out of all of the two seeds, WKU got a good draw with Marquette. This is a new school CUSA versus old school CUSA matchup. Actually, Marquette going to the Final Four in 2003 as Conference USA members, for those of you new school CUSA fans that may not know that. So what can you tell me about what you may be looking at as a matchup between Shaka Smart's Marquette team and Steve Lutz's WKU Hilltoppers?
Yes, yeah, Sarah, I think you make some great points. You know, this could be a good matchup. I think, you know, we're always looking for, you know, different upsets perhaps in the first round. And, you know, maybe some CUSA fans would take this one. This is, you know, a Marquette team that has been ranked consistently inside the top 15 in the country. They were top 10 heading into their conference tournament before, you know, coming up short in that final to UConn. They're a very good team. They have a dynamic scorer in Cam Jones who averages 17 points per game. And I think one of the things I'm most excited, you know, to see from the Marquette side in this matchup is, you know, their point guard Tyler Kolek leads the NCAA in assists per game, almost 8 per game. So he's going to distribute the ball. They've got a very good defensive team, a lot of players that can score the rock. So this is not an easy matchup for Western Kentucky, but I definitely think that they have some nice pieces. And again, when you're playing good basketball this time of year, and as many coaches will say, the slate is clean. You know, Western Kentucky, as we've seen, has the ability to pull off an upset or two come this time of year, I believe.
Yeah, absolutely. And WKU, one thing that I know I'm looking forward to, they're a team that can score. They averaged 80.6 points per game this year. I think a lot of people don't realize how good they were offensively. And then they play a lot of tempo. They probably have one of the quickest tempos in the game in the NCAA this year. So really looking forward to seeing how the Hilltoppers come out on Friday. But let's go back to that Hilltoppers team just here for a second. You talked about Don McHenry. They faced some adversity there in the tournament. They were down in the championship game to UTEP there towards the end. And then they, you know, finally came back and won it. But what can you say, I guess, about just kind of the makeup of that team? They've got, obviously, like I said, great offensive prowess. But is there anyone besides maybe Don McHenry, who we've already spoken about on that team, who you're looking forward to having a good tournament?
You know, I think it's a collective unit thing come the tournament for Western Kentucky. Obviously, Don McHenry's probably going to be able to go and get his own points. He's also, you know, going to be the top of the scouting report for Marquette in this game. So I do think it is going to come down to some of those role pieces. And you don't score over 80 points per game without having those role pieces. So I think Western Kentucky, that supporting cast behind McHenry, is going to need to step up big in the NCAA tournament if they, you know, want to take down a very good Marquette team here in the first round.
And I'm hoping for a lot of Hilltopper fans there. They're playing in Indianapolis. It's not a hard drive from Bowling Green, Kentucky. I definitely think that you can see a lot of red in the crowd on Friday. Again, that game is at 1 p.m. Central on Friday. It's nationally televised on TBS. Fans, I know this is one that's we're having a tough time with. The women's game and the men's game are on at the same time. Two different networks, though. So all you got to do is have a double setup and you're good to go.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll have my TV set up to watch it. This is that time of year when you love the, you know, maybe the quad box on YouTube TV, the ability to watch multiple games going on because, you know, at the end of the day, we all love March basketball and it's worth, you know, paying attention to.
Absolutely. I know that I am looking forward to it. Definitely going to be cheering on the Blue Raiders and the Hilltoppers come this Friday. Be on the lookout for some upsets, folks. Like I said it before, CUSA, we're destined for one every couple of years or, you know, several years in a row as it has been over the past few seasons. So, Noah, thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you for your work that you put in. And believe me, folks, it was hard work, long days there in Huntsville last week at Rocket City Hoops. We appreciate you for joining the program today. And you know what? If we win some games this Friday, maybe we'll follow up with you sometime soon.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me on. Enjoyed my time around Conference USA Hoops and look forward to doing it again next year.
Thank you so much to Noah Frary for joining us today on CUSA Insider. Again, just want to reiterate, we've got two games, March Madness, this Friday coming up on the women's side, number 11, Middle Tennessee, taking on number 6, Louisville. That's Friday at 12:30 p.m. Central on ESPN2. And you're going to have to split screen it because we've got WKU playing at the same time on TBS. You can catch the number 15 Hilltoppers playing number 2 Marquette at 1 o'clock p.m. Central time on TBS. Thank you guys so much again for listening. Don't forget to subscribe wherever you are listening on Apple or Spotify. Go give us a follow on social media at CUSA Insider Pod. And if you have any questions, concerns, comments, suggestions, please reach out to us via email at CUSAinsider@conferenceusa.com. All right, everybody. We will catch you again next Wednesday. Enjoy March Madness. It is here. It is exciting. We are so pumped to be getting it underway. All right, guys. Thanks so much. You are listening to CUSA Insider, the official podcast of Conference USA. I'm Sarah Rudolph, signing off.